USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no escaping the pain at the pump. Drivers are again waking up to a new record high price for gas. AAA just updated the national average, showing it's up a penny to $4.41 a gallon. Three states top $5, with California closing in on $6. This, as Brian Marks with the University of New Haven says, many oil producers are hesitant to increase drilling production.
Oil producers have been hesitant to increase production significantly or even at all.
The United States is again warning that next month will be critical for Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin testifying in a House budget hearing that much more will be needed to help the war-torn country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
As part of his visit to Chicago on Wednesday, President Biden addresses the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, once again criticizing people who didn't vote for him, calling them the MAGA crowd, as he recalls American living during the pandemic.
Remember those long lines you'd see in a television? People lining up in all kinds of vehicles just to get a box of food in their trunk. How quickly we forget. People were hurting. And what did the MAGA crowd want to do? Forget it.
Senate Republicans succeeded Wednesday in blocking a Democrat-led bill designed to mandate abortion on demand through all 9 months in all 50 states. President Biden immediately condemned Republicans for blocking the bill, which needed 60 votes, and the U.S. bishops have decried as the worst abortion legislation in history. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is ordering the U.S. Marshals Service to help ensure the safety of Supreme Court justices. Garland's order going out Wednesday after last week's illegal leak of a draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade that stoked outrage among pro-abortion supporters. This as Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin is calling on the AG to just enforce the laws on the books.
The statute is incredibly clear. It basically says if you are parading or picketing in order to try to influence a judge, then it's punishable with up to a year in prison. That sounds illegal to me. And I just asked the Attorney General to enforce the law that's on the books. If people want to demonstrate someplace off away from their home, that's their prerogative.
Leaky fuel hoses are causing an automaker to recall over 200,000 vehicles.
Hyundai is recalling more than 215,000 mid-size cars in the U.S. because fuel hoses can leak in the engine compartment and cause fires. The recall covers certain 2013 and 14 Sonata sedans, many of which were recalled for the same problem in 2020. Dealers will replace the hoses. Owners will be notified starting July 5th. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Milwaukee Bucks and Memphis Grizzlies were winners in the NBA playoffs Wednesday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.